Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, tis the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on what doesn't really feel like a Friday, but we're going to call it a feel-good Friday. I'm going to celebrate it like it's a Friday. Go home, have some beers. Whether you're having beers or not, you got time. So, why don't you follow me on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. I'll make it worth your while. Going to make it worth your while this next hour. As we check in with the Joe Rose Show, they do sports in the morning, but they also, public good is in their veins, especially today when they talk with Mayor Jimenez. Also, the Dan Le Batard Show talks about the best, or lack thereof best, basketball movies made in the U.S. of A. Then Hawk and Crowder are always having fun. They're actually going to be talking a little bit of sports. So, you get some information, you get some fun stuff, and you get some sports. So, we've got to have little bit of it all right now, especially in these trying times that we're going through globally. And we got to get some headlines, so let's get to them right now. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross has pledged $500,000 to South Florida coronavirus relief. To date, the NFL schedule has not been altered. After being cut by the Rams yesterday, Todd Gurley was picked up by the Falcons. In other NFC South news, Tom Brady has officially signed with the Bucks. The NBA will close team facilities to combat coronavirus. The season is suspended indefinitely. Marlins minor leaguer Nick Reddy is staying in shape by hunting hogs, then deadlifting them on his back and bringing them back to camp. Cardinal Newman grad Brooks Koepka has donated $100,000 to coronavirus response. The National Spelling Bee has been put on hold. No details on its future has been given. And now, after a long week and trying times, let's take a load off and let's take a step into the day spa. A Florida man has been reunited with his wedding ring that he lost recently while fishing. Lost? Sure, lost. With the recent rush on toilet paper, a British couple now regrets using multiple rolls as Christmas decorations. Oh man, don't feel too guilty and kill yourself. An Australian mother has made her own reusable toilet paper with rags and a bucket of bleach. Thank goodness my mom did not know of this when I was a child. Now on to weather brought to you by Hylia Park. Tonight's forecast, chance of rain, temperatures in the mid-70s. Waking up in the morning, maybe you're not getting up as early as you used to. I don't know why, just maybe you're not getting up early in the morning like normal. If so, you may be missing the Joe Rose Show. No worries, I have you covered. If you're like me, maybe you've been missing some of the pertinent news that's going on with the whole coronavirus pandemic. Once again, got us both covered. Earlier this morning, the Joe Rose Show, they talked with Mayor Jimenez about the big shutdown, spring breakers, a curfew, maybe, maybe not, testing for coronavirus, and something that has us all a little bit worried, the economy.
Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Doing good. How about you, Joe?
We're hanging in there, man. We're trying to do that combo of the coronavirus stuff and at the same time try to do a little bit of sports here with free agency and all the stuff. But let's get to your important stuff. Last night around 9 o'clock, all parks and beaches and casinos and everything, you shut down. Talk a little bit about that decision, Mayor.
Well, what we need to do is shut down those places where people start to gather. So the malls, parks, beaches, restaurants, bars, lounges, gyms, Salons, your barber, your hair salons, your nail shops, tattoo shops, all that needs to close. All of your stores, most of your stores need to close, and they're closed and they're shut down today. And so it's about getting fewer and fewer people in contact with each other, getting most of those workers that work there into their homes away from each other too, and reducing the likelihood that this virus will spread. Essential services are still open. You can go to a grocery store, you go to a pharmacy, you go to a convenience store, you can go to, you know, gas stations, that kind of stuff still open. People that are producing food, transporting food, water, that's still open. That's what we have to do. And as we get more and more cases, you know, we may have to take further action. I know that Miami Beach is looking at doing a couple of things. That's a little bit kind of unique to Miami Beach because not all areas of Miami-Dade are the same. So this was the overall, everybody in Miami-Dade has to comply with this. But we, Miami-Dade or some cities, may tweak certain areas as we again start to limit our exposure to this virus. And again, Joe, look, it's all our personal responsibility. I hope you guys are at least 6 feet apart, or if not, maybe even doing this from your home. And that's what we need to do, and take this thing very seriously and knock this thing down. The faster that we take these measures, the faster that we do social distancing, the faster that we assume that everybody that we come in contact with is positive, and that you yourself are positive, and you take those steps to make sure you don't infect anybody and you don't get infected by anybody, the faster that we can get over this and we can get back to our normal lives, and then talk about who the heck we're going to draft.
South Beach, spring breakers, we've seen them partying and having fun. How hard was it to get those young college people out of town and back home to mom and dad?
Well, it wasn't that hard. As soon as you close the beaches and the bars and the restaurants and the lounges and the clubs, there's really not much more they can do. And so they figured that this wasn't the place. It looks like they went upstate somewhere, found a different place. And so that's one of the fears that I had, was somehow they would end up leaving the beach and then going over to Cranon Park or something like that, or Bill Bag. It never came to pass. But in any event, we decided to shut down beaches so that ahead of this weekend, because there's a lot of people that are going to be home and they're going to say, oh, the beaches are open, let's go there. And the parks are open. Nope, parks aren't open either. So, you know, it's best for you to stay at your house as much as possible and kind of shelter in place and do that for the duration. And while there's still people out and about, because these are people that provide services that are essential to us, the number of people out and about is a lot less than that would be normal.
Mayor, have you had discussions or been in talks with any other county officials about a curfew?
Curfews are always, something that we could do. But again, it's not something that I'm thinking about right now, unless somebody, you know, somebody says, hey, look, a whole bunch of people are gathering here, and now we got to say, okay, that's it. There's really no place to go. All right. So there's no place to go, no place that's open. There shouldn't be that many people out, because there's really not that many options for you to do anything. And so unless I find, ad hoc people somewhere in some place, which is not a park or whatever, that they get something going, then I'll say, okay, all right, now I got to do a curfew. I really don't want to take more measures than I really have to. I would hope that we would exercise our own common sense, be good citizens, know that this is a serious situation, and stay away from large groups. You know, we've already discouraged that. You know, it's not to say that, you know, something more drastic isn't coming. There's got to be, you know, I'm sure I'm going to do some other thing in the next, you know, 2 or 3 days. But again, we'll see how these measures are working, and then we'll go from there.
Mayor, how shorthanded are we in Dade County for the kits, the coronavirus kits that we always hear about?
Well, the kits, the testing kit is an issue because they have a certain protocol. So you have to, they ask you a certain number of questions, and then if you fit inside their protocol, they'll test you. And if you don't, they won't test you. It takes a little while for these results to come out. You know, they may be testing maybe a couple hundred people a day here in Miami-Dade, but that's going to ramp up very soon. I know that Jackson is and UM are getting some different testing capability. There are private testing labs, et cetera, that are coming online. You know, everybody wants to get tested. Well, it's not necessary for everybody to get tested, because you could come up negative and still be positive. It all depends on where you are in the course of this disease. And so they try to limit the test to those people that are symptomatic, have some kind of symptoms, have some kind of history that says, hey, maybe we should test them. They have their own protocol, but again, that's CDC and that's the state of Florida. We're not involved in that.
Okay.
We are involved in trying to help them, but we're not involved in determining who gets tested.
Mayor, we got a lot of texts coming in asking about, you know, obviously how hard it was to close all these shops down and close everything. everything down really to help out everything. The impact of small business and the small business owners out there. Obviously, I can imagine that came up in conversation a million times with you over the last couple days. But what's the small business owners are texting going, well, how long? What should we do? How are we going to survive this? What's your kind of message to them?
The how long is it's as long as it takes. That's the how long. So I can't give you a crystal ball. I figure it's going to take at least 2 weeks. If it takes longer than that, then it takes longer than that. The good news, you know, there is bills that are being passed now in Congress are ones that have the small business owner in mind. And these bills, which are massive bills, will actually, from what I'm hearing, I talked to Senator Marco Rubio yesterday. What they're thinking about and what they hope to pass is something that allows the small business owner to continue their payroll with grants, not loans, grants. For up to 6 weeks. Wow. And so that's real good news, because that means that, you're home, you're not working, but you're still getting a paycheck. Obviously, like always, there's the bureaucracy is involved in this. And so I told the senator that Miami-Dade County and ourselves and the Beacon Council are working on a plan now to see how we can help small businesses apply for, make sure they get the money and keep the payrolls, you know, going to the people that are now at work. And so if we do that, nobody will lose their job. Everybody will have the paycheck. And then when we get over this, then the economy can start rolling again and skip a beat, but not too many beats. Because really, we had a pretty hot economy going here. We had unemployment rate less than 2%, you know, and it was really going well. And all of a sudden, this coronavirus comes and then boom, everything's, you know, grinds to a halt. We can't just start momentum again. We need to, as soon as this thing is over, everybody, the economy has to kick in. Everything has to open again. People have money in their pockets. And then we can move forward. Yeah, we're going to have to pay for it because it's over $800 billion. And so there's no free lunch here. But, we can pay for that over time to get us back. I think it's a very necessary step. And I'm glad for Senator Rubio's and Scott's leadership on that. And this is also something the president asked for. So I'm fully behind their efforts on this. And then I will fight for the little guys, okay, the ones that the hourly workers, to make sure that they get that money gets down to them. That's what it really is intended to do.
Great stuff, Mayor. I'm glad. I'm glad Zach brought that up, because the text machine's coming in with that kind of stuff. I wanted to ask you a couple politicians here in town, some oldies but goodies that have been around for a while, tested positive. You've been hanging out with them from time to time. How are you doing?
Well, I was with the same individual that got the Miami mayor positive. I don't know if he met with Mario Diaz-Balart up there in Washington, but that's the press secretary to the president of Brazil. I am actually in isolation at my house until Monday, but I tested negative to the coronavirus some time ago. But like I told you, okay, even though I tested negative, and I was told this, hey, stay in isolation because you can get symptoms up to 14 days later. I could still come up negative and then all of a sudden still be positive because I didn't have enough virus in my blood or in my system to register. I mean, the mayor of Miami, Mayor Suarez, he got a positive right away about 3 days after. And we were in this exact same meeting. I don't know of anybody else that got positive in that meeting, so that maybe the mayor got it from somebody else or somewhere else, maybe not that meeting. So I dodged a bullet, so I'm here at home. I've been working at home throughout this entire episode, and I'll get my freedom on Monday, but I will be practicing, and my office is going to be looking a lot different than when I left it about 10 days ago.
So Mayor, what do you tell the wife to stay away from you, kids stay away, or how you doing that at the house now?
No, my wife and I practice social distancing because if I am positive, I certainly don't want to give it to her. I have grandchildren that I haven't seen since I saw them over a week ago, and they're at home. Their father is a firefighter. We're going to have to kind of, be separate for a while, but that my story is a story of just about everybody here in this town. You have to practice social distancing. People that you may want to see, see them after this thing is over, after we have no more cases, after we can't detect this virus anymore here, then we can come back to our normal lives. But for now, you're going to have to separate as much as possible and practice social distancing and take this very seriously. There's a story about a mother, I guess, and two of her children that died up in Jersey. So this is not just for the elderly, although they're the ones that get hit the hardest. There are other underlying issues with this that we don't quite understand as how this virus virus picks and chooses its victims. And so it's serious. You know, it's got a pretty high mortality rate. I mean, when you say pretty high, it's the 1, 2, or 3%. That means, you know, 3 out of 100 that get it, you know, will pass away, or maybe 1.5. We actually don't have that number. And that's what makes this virus so scary.
Mayor, thank you so much, man, for finding time with everything going on. Stay safe, and thank you so much for coming on this morning.
You too, guys, and be safe. And again, God bless everybody. Practice social distancing. Wash your hands all the time, and just assume that everybody that's around you is positive, and you're positive too. And then we do that, and we take those measures that we talked about. Everything will be fine. But the faster we do it, the faster we can get over this.
Serious stuff, but good stuff from Mayor Jimenez right there with the Joe Rose Show. Netflix, chill, and beer. That is what my weekend is. Yours, probably the same. You don't have to do the beer. You can do whatever you want. But lay low. It's time to lay low. You always say, I need to lay low. I need to chill out. Well, now you have to. You don't need to. You have to. All right. After all that seriousness, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. Next, with the Dan Le Batard Show, here's a little bit of the flavor from that.
Same time, so let me count down. You all say it at the same time when I count down from 3 to 1. 3, 2, 1.
They are debating the greatest American-made basketball movies or lack thereof. What will make number one? 5 minutes away. This is the Best of the Joe Show.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and I'm still calling it a feel-good Friday, even though circumstances are kind of strange, because we still have to feel good, especially in strange times like these. So got some feel-good reggae from Lee Scratch Perry, who today turned 84 years old. Feel good with this. That is Disco Devil, been called worse. Now, I'm looking out the window here at the radio station in Little River, and by the looks of it, you're going to have a lot of time to follow me on Twitter this weekend, so go on and do it, at Dan Day Radio. If you know me, you know I like to take in some culture. I like to get out, like to go out, like to hang out. Not going to be doing any of that this weekend, because it's not smart, and also couldn't if I wanted to. Everything is pretty much closed up, so for the better good, I'm going to lay low. You can lay low too. If you want to hear other episodes of The Best of the Joe Show or any of the shows you hear on this radio station, real simple. All you have to do, wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free, the radio.com app for free, or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. I'm not going to be getting out this weekend, like I said, so Monday, Hawk and Crowder won't have to worry about me. Usually they say Mondays, they know I like to live the life on the weekend. They're like, oh, is Dan going to be here? Well, I'm going to be okay on Monday. And that's okay also. We're going to hear from Hawk and Crowder in just a little bit. They're going to be talking some sports. Plus, going to be playing back those Hawkman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers. Kind of the week that was on that show. But right now, we're kicking it to Dan Le Batard. He and his guys keeping the show going on a wing and a prayer. Seriously. They're just piecing it together, but they're still giving you great content. Like arguing about the greatest, or lack thereof, greatest American basketball movies ever made.
I've got a list in front of me here from USA Today. I've got a list in front of me of the 20 best basketball movies of all time. You've been waiting for this show all your life. Now, I don't believe that over the last 50 years we actually make good basketball movies. There are very few of them that you're going to find. But Stugatz, your favorite basketball movie is what?
Hoop Dreams.
All right, so Hoop Dreams was a good one, and on this list, it's number two. It's number two on this list. Has America made 5 good basketball movies? Yes or no? Put that on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Has America made 5 good basketball movies? Because as soon as I saw Ben Affleck, the commercials, now this is not fair. It may indeed be a good movie. I'm reading reviews that say that Ben Affleck did a great job of acting, that it's a bit of a personal story because of his own struggles with addiction, and that the character goes deep and it's not just a basketball movie. But Ben Affleck, we would agree that as an actor, Ben Affleck is a kind of a stiff, right? He's a better director than he is as an actor. And so people are saying that he did this role well. But when I saw the commercials for this role, and it got a very limited release because of the coronavirus, it had a budget of $40 million and ended up making about $13 million. And now it's going straight to video faster because of everything that's happening with the coronavirus. But that didn't look like a movie that I would see under any circumstances, that there would be any, like, I like sports. I have liked many of Ben Affleck's movies. I watched that and I was like, I will absolutely not watch that movie. Will you watch that movie, Mike?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it has good reviews. And, I mean, I do like sports movies. I think they're a bit formulaic, but anytime Ben Affleck actually has praise, because his career goes through the same sort of waves, critically acclaimed, gets an Oscar, then starts taking bad roles, does the big budget superhero role that gets critically panned, and then he starts doing the art projects again and starts having to do like critically acclaimed films again.
Let me ask you, cycle, Mike.
On your it's a Ben Affleck cycle. He never learns from his past mistakes. Let me ask you a question about this list. Is Forget Paris on there?
Let me see if Forget Paris. It is on here. Forget Paris is on here. It's very low on the list. Chris Cody has something that he wishes to say about what? About Ben Affleck or about way back the movie?
I mean, you're saying that there aren't any good basketball movies out there. I can name three right off the top of my head. Space Jam, Semi-Pro, Juwanna Man.
Boom.
Like, what are you talking about?
Boom.
Like, Mike. Like,
and you left out Blue Chips. Blue Chips is number 20 on this list. Juwanna Man. All right, look at what I'm dealing with around here. If Juwanna Man is where it is you're going with good basketball movies, then I probably don't have much of a chance on this discussion.
All right, Stugatz, good job. Excellent work by you. I don't
what
know
do you
what
want
you
me to
doing.
Do?
What was on the floor? What was on the floor? How do you not know we're coming back?
It's called a Comrex unit, Dan, and it's on my floor because that's the only spot I could put it, and occasionally it disconnects, and I had to reconnect it. That's what happens when you're doing shows from home. I don't have Mike Ryan here. I have nobody here.
No,
no
but
here.
We're right in front of you, and if I showed people over the course of the week the number of times that Mike Ryan and I look like people trying to land an airplane, trying to get your attention while you're doing crunches or you're bent over showing us your butt crack and we can't get your attention. Both of us waving our arms wildly trying to get your attention. I have lost 7 pounds doing that exercise this week.
We were talking about this USA Today list of the best basketball movies that have been made. I don't believe that America has made 5 good basketball movies in my lifetime. Congratulations, by the way, Stugatz, today is the 50-year anniversary of the Knicks winning something. The 50-5-0, that is half a century.
Thanks.
The New York Knicks haven't won anything in half a century. But so this list of basketball movies is 20 long. And, Billy, what do you have there?
Didn't the Knicks win in 1973?
Did they win in 1973? They won
72-73.
So it's not 50 years? Okay.
I think they won in 70. Maybe it's the anniversary of the first time they won.
That is a good correction, Billy. So congratulations. It is close to the anniversary of 47 years when the Knicks won the championship. There it is, Stugatz. Billy just gave you 3 years of joy back.
Thanks.
When were you born, Stugatz?
1972. I mean, listen, I was born right after all the winning was done. And the Jets got a Super Bowl in 69, the Mets got a World Series, and then I was born.
Do you think there's any correlation between your birth and then all the New York franchises that you root for falling under disease? So here's what we've got. We've got Blue Chips is number 20. Do you think that should be much higher, right? Shaquille O'Neal, Nick Nolte, Anthony Hardaway.
It should be, it's number 3 on my list, Dan.
Well, do you have your list in front of you? Do you have your list of top, what do you have? How long is the list? Because anytime there's list radio, you leap into action. Nothing gets your attention more than list radio. What do you have? What does your list look like?
All right, well, I have number 5. At number 5, a tad bit overrated, I have Hoosiers at number 5. I have, Dan, I have at number 4, I have a movie that I love. I don't know if many people like it. I know the guys like it, but Coach Carter comes in at number 4 for me. Coach C, not Coach K. At number 3, I have Blue Chips. At number two, I have Hoop Dreams. And then at number one, it hasn't even been released yet, but it's the 10-part series Michael Jordan documentary. That okay. is number one.
Yes, and we don't know. It seems like ESPN is teasing us a little bit, saying that it is coming soon instead of coming in June. A lot of people are speculating that perhaps, and I don't have any information for you, that perhaps that 10-part documentary is going to release early, as ESPN is pretty starved for content. But number 19 is Cornbread, Earl, and Me, Lawrence Fishburne. Number 18 is Glory Road. Number 17, with Billy Crystal as an NBA referee, is Forget Paris. Number 16 is an abomination, The Basketball Diaries. Leonardo DiCaprio played basketball so poorly that everyone should be offended by how bad the basketball was in that movie. Number 15 was Above the Rim. Terrible. Number 14, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Doesn't hold up, even though in 1979 it was pretty good. Number 13 is Oh. Have any of you seen Oh? I've never even heard of the movie Oh. Number 12, and this is how bad our basketball movie history is, Uncle Drew at number 12. Number 11 is the aforementioned Coach Carter. Number 10 is Space Jam. Number 9 is Finding Forrester. Yes, Chris, 10 at 10. Space Jam is number 10. I put Space Jam in the top 5. I'm with you on that. Number 9, as I said, Finding Forrester. Number 8, and this is, again, is how bad our basketball history is, The Way Back, starting Ben Affleck, is already number 8. Number 7 is Teen Wolf. I'll give you Teen Wolf, even though I felt that was more of a werewolf movie. You know what? Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Was Teen Wolf a werewolf movie or was it a basketball movie? Number 6 was Love and Basketball. Number 5 already, Uncut Gems. Was that a basketball movie? I don't feel like that was a basketball movie.
I mean, Kevin Garnett was in it. The Big Ticket.
Thank you, Stugatz. Number 4, White Men Can't Jump. I'd put that in the top 5. Number 3, Hoosiers. I thought Hoosiers was really overrated. Number 2, Hoop Dreams. And are you ready for number 1? Are you ready? What's missing here? Can you think? Can any of you imagine what's missing here? Oh, everybody wants to get in here. Billy and Tony and Chris all want to get here at the same time. So let me count down. You all say it at the same time when I count down from 3 to 1. 3, 2, 1.
Semi-pro, two, street ball, semi-pro,
air bud. It's He Got Game. One of you got that right.
Just for the record, the greatest basketball movie ever made, White Men Can't Jump. I'll stand by that until the day I die, or until they make a movie greater than White Men Can't Jump. And just for the record, I used to be able to jump. I dunked a basketball once, and I'm only 5'10". That was years and years and years ago when I played high school basketball in New Orleans. You had to dunk or else you would get murdered in New Orleans. Okay, that's the Dan Le Batard Show, weekdays from 10 to 1 right here on 560 The Joe. They joked around a lot. Hawk and Crowder, they joke around a lot too. But next, they're actually going to be the bastion of sports for this station today. So if you hadn't gotten your sports fix yet, Hawk and Crowder have you next, oddly enough. Plus, it's a feel-good Friday, so more feel-good music on the way here at the Best of the Joe Show.
What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby.
Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and big birthday ups to Cash Money millionaire Manny Fresh, 51 years old today. Fresh. You might be saying that's not our typical feel good Friday reggae music. No, but Big Timers always makes you feel good. Plus, my man, Manny Fresh, having his 51st birthday, figured I'd play a little bit of the old Still Fly for ya. Speaking of New Orleans and birthdays, Saints great Ricky Jackson turned 62 years old today. Some musical birthdays: Alex Kapranos of Franz Ferdinand, 48. Chester Bennington, late lead singer of Linkin Park, was born on this day in 1976. R.I.P. Spike Lee. That's not really music. I guess that's sports. That's directing. 63 years old. Sports, though, definitely. Sting. No. Not the lead singer of The Police, but Sting, the wrestler, a.k.a. Steve Borden, 61 years old. I grew up idolizing Sting. Man. And, of course, the godfather of Miami, Pat Riley, 75 years old today and still doing it like he was 25 years old. So Pat Riley, happy, 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 happy birthday. Hawk and Crowder, they're always celebrating birthday or no birthday. Weekdays from 3 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe. Earlier today, they got into sports. What? Hawk and Crowder getting serious about sports. Oh, yeah, it's serious times. Talk about Brady actually putting the pen to the paper. Also, should we give the whole draft up for Joe Burrow? And then, headlines.
Does it feel like Friday?
No.
Not to me either.
Not at all.
It's Friday!
Yay!
Hey! Get through it like we always do. It's official. Tom Brady is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I mean, lay out the... there is some sports and free agency going on, so we'll keep you entertained as best we can while knowing a lot of people are working from home and other people are just home because they've got no work right now. Yeah. So we'll do our best to do our part. It is official. Tom Brady's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And so my thought when I saw it this morning and he was putting pen to paper, as a Dolphins fan, it is over. It's finally over.
Yes.
Years upon years of knowing that the Patriots were going to win the AFC East. There was no question.
I lived through it with my career.
Your entire career.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a question of winning the division sans the one time, but
he had to tear his ACL for us to win it.
But it has never been a question of is New England going to win the AFC East. It was always, can we sneak into a wild card spot? And as of this morning, when he signed on the line, which is dotted, long Dolphin nightmare is over. I mean, in all honesty, I don't want to make it greater than it is, but this is the unburdening of a fan base, and I know this is a weird time to feel that way, but we're embarking on something totally new. I would take it one step further, too. If you think of all the quarterbacks that have been in play this offseason, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, mm-hmm. Cam Newton, Nick Foles, Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater, the list goes on and on. Guess whose name never came up in any discussion? It's the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And so now take that a step further, because trust me, they're not moving forward. Now, maybe next season, Ryan Fitzpatrick, but their plans moving forward are not Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen. No. Trust me. The answer is no chance that that's their plan. No. They are going to draft a quarterback.
Yes.
And the question is who? So will it be Tua Tagovailoa? Will it be, as Dave Hyde suggested in the Sun Sentinel today, Joe Burrow?
I have no problem with it.
Dave Hyde in the Sun Sentinel suggested trade your 3 first-round picks. Call Cincinnati right now. Offer them all 3 first-round picks so you can go get Joe Burrow.
Oh, it's going to take all 3?
I'll tell you, I think I would do it. And by the way, if the Dolphins were going to do that, I'd make it public. I would put it right on the Bengals. Yeah. To let their fan base know either we're passing up on 3 picks, because then you're putting massive pressure. If you really want Joe Burrow,
yes.
If you feel like, and I don't know how the Dolphins feel, but if you really do want Joe Burrow and you feel like you've shored up the missing pieces during free agency, you've still got some money left to shore it up even more, and you're going to have second round picks and third round picks, if you feel like Joe Burrow is the guy, I make it public. Because then I put all the pressure on Cincinnati, because then they are saying Joe Burrow is the next greatest thing. We are sure of it. There's no way anyone can pry him from our hands. And then there's a massive amount of pressure. Not that there wouldn't be for the Dolphins, but again, the Dolphins are going to have a whole bunch of new faces. It's not the Saints giving up their entire draft for Ricky Williams. You'd be talking about 3 first rounders, but mm-hmm. You've been very active in free agency. I think Joe Burrow is great. Again, maybe it's Tua. Maybe it's 2 first round picks to move up to number 2 or 3 to get Tua. I don't know what it is. I'm just telling you, they're going to get a quarterback.
I was just going to say, because I was willing to give up the first and, 26 to go up and get Tua at 2, 3, whatever we had to move up, because now I'm scared of the Chargers jumping without Philip Rivers being there. But now you have to give a 3rd to go up to 1 and get that guy. And as you talked about it, and when you told me the first 3-round picks, and I whimpered a little bit now, I wasn't excited about it. I always said, if you have said Tua is your guy, you've evaluated him for years and said, this is the franchise changer. This is the franchise guy we were looking for since Marino, since the list on honkedofflikeagoose.com t-shirt with the Lemons and the Hennies and the Becks and all those guys, the Feelies. And you have said Joe Burrow is the future. is three first rounders too much? If they say he's the guy and you believe that, do whatever it takes.
That's what I think.
Do whatever it takes.
What Dave Hyde, part of what he wrote in the Sun Sentinel was, answer this. Would you trade Laremy Tunsil, Kenny Stills, Minka Fitzpatrick, and your fifth pick in this draft to hopefully solve the franchise's main problem over the past two futile and frustrating decades? Because that's what you're doing for Joe Burrow. You would be trading, because that's how you accumulated those picks. So would you trade Laremy Tunsil, Kenny Stills, Minka Fitzpatrick, and your fifth pick overall in this draft to get the quarterback if you deem him the next great thing? And to me, it's almost a no-brainer.
If it was Patrick Mahomes, if it was Deshaun Watson, no question, yes. Because those guys are the future. There, we're going to be talking about those guys in 12, 15, 20 years from now. The question of Burrow and Tua and Herbert and Love, the question of them, and even Tua's injury is his question. People don't talk about Burrow. Burrow's longevity isn't there. Burrow had one amazing season. Now, 70 touchdowns, and I talk about it, 7 touchdowns in that semifinal game. That was an amazing performance I watched, and in the national championship game. He is a hell of a player. If you can guarantee me or one of these evaluators tell me, Crowder, look to me in my eyes and say, evaluate, it'll be Chris Greer and Brian Flores. He is on the level of Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson. He's there.
Then you do it.
Bro, give your roster to somebody, because now that's where the league is going. We saw it in the Super Bowl. A great run game out of the 49ers. A great defense. Everybody, we were watching the game together at Dave and Buster's. We were all waiting for Patrick Mahomes to do what he does.
And if I said to you, by the way, would you trade all three of your first-round picks right now for Deshaun Watson? Would you do it?
You can have all of them.
In a heartbeat.
You can have 14 of them.
In a heartbeat. Now, you've got to make the determination, if you're Chris Greer, that he's the next Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Like, you've got to be sure if you're going to do that. But
they
if you are,
can't be
sure.
Nick Foles.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we move ahead.
The Broncos and Melvin Gordon have agreed to a two-year deal, I should say, worth $16 million.
A two-year-old deer for
him. A two-year-old deer.
We're talking
for
about
Melvin Gordon.
Three first-round picks, and they're giving up livestock?
We could have thrown in a couple hermit crabs and a squirrel. It just took one two-year-old deer.
It's 1,000 raccoons by my house. We got action.
All right, what else, Solana?
Todd Gurley.
Gonna get your dad mad at me on Twitter again.
Todd Gurley signed a one-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons, $6 million.
Yeah, why not, I guess, if you need a they got rid of Devontae Freeman, right?
Yes.
If you need a running back, that seems to me like pretty low risk.
You asked me about Todd Gurley, and I said no, no, no. And then we just gave Jordan Howard $5 million. They gave him $6
million. Right, so ours was 2 years, $10 million. I don't know if the second year is guaranteed or not, but which one would you rather have?
Gurley.
Yeah.
And I was against it yesterday when I saw the numbers.
But for $5 million.
It's one more million. Yeah. Let me take that chance.
Yeah.
Tom Brady officially signed with Tampa Bay, as Hawk said before. 2 year deal, $50 million, all guaranteed, plus $9 million in incentives.
So essentially $30 million a season guaranteed.
Yeah.
Which we said it yesterday. That's a no brainer for Tampa.
Yes.
No brainer.
And he beat Drew Brees. He beat
Philip
Rivers.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? That whole thing, you know, those coaches go through, I have to be the highest paid
coach. Nick Saban's got that clause, right? Where whatever the highest paid coach in college football, his contract has to be $1 more.
Yes. And I think Brady wanted, we talking about the respect and the love. Brady wanted to beat out those vets.
Makes sense. What else you got?
Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross has pledged $500,000 in South Florida coronavirus relief.
Yeah, for a, what was it, elderly and something else.
And
like
youth.
That's, yeah, and that's the beginning of it. Like they're ramping up donations.
One thing you can't question Stephen Ross on is being frugal. That man will spend money. He will give money.
Well, frugal's
the
opposite.
I mean, yes.
Philanthropic.
Cheap. There we go, cheap. You can't say the man's cheap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm saying you can't question
you
him about being
say,
frugal.
Right.
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, you can't question him. With
no,
the stadium,
he,
with the money,
absolutely.
He is going to free agency right now. Yep. He is spending money. Is Omar coming on today?
I think so in the 4 o'clock hour.
Because Omar's been questioning the decisions. I'm going to get on Omar today about it.
Big Ben says.
I'm all right for a fight. Let's go.
That's fight.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Fight Friday.
Big Ben says he is. New segment. Big Ben says he is throwing without pain and feels younger. He says he has no doubt he'll come back and play well this season.
He's another guy. Like, I don't think Philip Rivers is going to mount anything this season. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger's got much left either.
I love the guys that throw tennis balls in their backyard with their dog and say, I'm ready to play in the NFL.
Do you remember what Ben Roethlisberger looked like at the end of last season when they were showing him on the sideline?
Bad.
Yeah.
Old and bad.
Yeah.
ESPN is filling their primetime next week, Monday through Thursday, by re-airing the 8-part O.J. Simpson documentary.
I'll do what you got to do.
O.J. said he's going to go crazy with no golf courses.
They said if they close down the golf courses, he's going crazy.
I hope he doesn't come to Florida.
You know what happens when he goes crazy.
I slap O.J. That big-ass head will tumble over. If you slap O.J., he'll do 3 cartwheels.
Like a cartoon. Anything else?
Finally, guys, some really cool news. The supermarket Serranos opened up 400 positions at its supermarkets for Versailles and La Carreta workers after their dining rooms were ordered to close.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the show started. I was telling Crowder. So Versailles had to lay off, and I didn't realize La Carreta as well, had to lay off a whole bunch of employees. And Serranos, supermarkets are one of the businesses right now that are actually ramping up employees because they need help sanitizing, and they need help stocking shelves and whatnot. And so they are taking these displaced food service workers right now on what they call hopefully a temporary basis. And then when the pandemic and the quarantine, for lack of a better term, is over, they'll be able to go back to their jobs at Versailles and La Carreta. It's nice to see that.
And people out there, these workers at the grocery stores have no pull on inventory. They have no pull on lines. Stop giving these people a hard time. I've seen it too much over the last couple
of weeks.
Give
someone a hard time. If you see someone walking out with a cart with 90 rolls of toilet paper, give them a hard time.
There you go. Follow them to their car and yell at them.
Don't give Sam in the apron a hard time.
The old lady, she's 60. She's bagging groceries. What does she have to do with this? Leave that lady alone. It's getting on my nerves now.
If you see, if there's only 2 things of syrup left, only take 1.
Love and respect. I'm about to go to the store right now. If there's 5 cases of beer, I'm only taking 4. I'm leaving 1 behind. Gotta stock up in times like these. I'm also gonna get some serious items. I'm not all party, but that is kind of the main reason I'm going to the store right now. Always having fun, enjoying life, but also being responsible. And that's kind of what the Hawkman Highlights and Crowder Crowd Pleasers are. They're very, very fun, but they're seriously fun. Here they are.
Highlights. Crowder Crowd Pleasers.
Crowd Pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Well, a happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my young lass, Brady Quinn.
Highlights.
Hey, now, gotta wrap it up. You don't mess with a girl, you gotta put something on that thing. Now, put something on it, and let's wrap it up.
2 teams.
Ay, 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 ¿qué es eso?
I know that you're an artsman. I did not know that you were seaman.
There's a highlight.
You're going to get women that want dudes with money. That's called gold diggers. You're going to attract gold diggers or you're going to get robbed. Those are the 2 things that happen when you wear $100,000.
Bruce Lee fans.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Gotta wrap it up.
Only one can truly call themselves the Tigers from Death Valley.
Go back on your dessert retreat, as Solana called it, and have yourself some bananas Foster while we're all isolating.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Coming by surprise.
The College Football Championship.
Tua Tagovailoa pronounces his last name Tagovailoa. I'm sorry if you don't see the N in there. He pronounces it Tagovailoa. I pronounce it Tagovailoa. Mama name him Clay, I'ma call him Clay.
Put some on it, and let's wrap it up.
While we're all isolating.
I didn't know you guys were there.
Semen.
I'm pleased.
Those Tigers are the only ones that are going to be in a row after the game tonight.
There's going to be one champion Tiger.
Always love the sound effects at the end. Always having fun with the Hawk and Crowder Show, weekdays from 3 to 6, right here on 560 The Joe with Hawk, Crowder, Solana, and myself. Be sure to tune in. Real quick, happy birthday again to the great one, Pat Riley. Here is a little bit of Riley speaking at Dwayne Wade's retirement.
Now it's time for that old coach again, Pat Riley. Pat's extraordinary basketball knowledge, integrity, and passion for the game has helped this organization achieve greatness. Pat teaches each of us in his organization the importance of accountability, first to ourselves and then to each teammate. Pat's philosophy of being the hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, toughest, meanest, nastiest team in the NBA is the mantra I lived by for 16 years and the mantra I will continue to live by in my second act.
Dwayne Wade showing some love to the birthday boy, Pat Riley. That's how we're going to end this great week. Hopefully you have a great weekend and even better week next week. Take care of yourself. I am Dan Day, and this is the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.